It's a good morning. I'm sure we all have a wonderful story from the summer. I was hiding behind the trees all the time, make sure I don't catch a lot of sun. I'm already dark, so I don't need a tan. But it's been an amazing summer, right? We went to Denmark and we spent most of the time swimming and just being with families. I'm sure we'll be hearing a lot of stories from others. So it's been a reflection of God's blessing to us. And I don't know how your summer went, but I believe we all have a wonderful experience. We have families from Romania, we have from Germany, we have from all over the world. We also, our brother Bansi and Kay was visiting with us from Brazil. Hopefully we'll hear from them before the service ends today. Thank you, Bansi. I have been pondering on what to speak on, to share with us this morning. I put my topic as knowing the season. You have, and we all have our own interpretation of what season is for us, whether it's our personal season that we are going through, or the family, or transition. We all have our own interpretation and explanation of those seasons. There are seasons, my family and I, we have our own season. We're looking forward to what this next 6 months will bring us. So what is your season? What season God is taking you? Some of us, it's transition, it's relocation, moving from here to there. And sometimes the season of our lives is full of movement and chaos. Good chaos. Changes that are happening that causes us to adjust. I remember when I first came to Norway, after our wedding, I was waiting on the Lord to tell me that we are to leave Norway and go somewhere else. I was hoping he would do that, but he didn't. Yeah? So the season of our lives, sometimes we think that we are walking alone. Different season brings about different challenges for us. And many times I find it myself that in those seasons of changes and transition, I find myself focusing more on the challenges than the big picture. I find myself many times that I am caught up to the little things, even though they are important. But I stand to wonder, what is the big picture here? How can I see beyond my own season and the challenges and to see the joy that comes with those changes? The passage what brings comfort to me before we go back to the passage is as a child of the living God, as those of us who believe in Christ Jesus, the hope for us is whatever season that we are going through, it is rooted firmly to the purpose of God. Amen? That whatever changes that I will go through, that I am not in isolation from God's provision and God's help and his purpose for my life, for my family, for my children. And one of the ways that we can stay engaged and focus and see the big pictures is when we realize that our movement and transition is not just our own. There is a big picture of the hand of God orchestrating our lives. And for me, over the years, it has brought comfort to know that the God that brought me this far will not disappoint me. That his love, his faithfulness, and his commitment towards his promise in our lives remains true. And I want to bring us to this passage here. You're wondering, how does that relate to this passage? I love this passage that we just read. Jesus just came back from the wilderness. He was baptized. Matthew writing to the Jews and also to the believers that the Messiah has come. And this is the reason why, that the fulfillment of all history points towards the Messiah. So here he was, I'll read. When Jesus heard that John had been put to prison, he withdrew to Galilee, leaving Nazareth. He went to live in Capernaum, which was by the lake area of Zebulun and Naphtali. Now, that's normal for us. But let me add into you the next verse. It says here that this movement of God, that this relocation, it says, to fulfill what was said through the prophet Isaiah. Land of Zebulun in the land of Naphtali, this is a region surrounding the Sea of Galilee, the Lake of Galilee, by the sea beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. And he says that the people living in darkness, they have seen a great light. And those who live in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. This relocation of Jesus, moving from here to there, was a fulfillment of God's prophecy. He was not just walking out of his own intention. There was a big purpose that is rooted in the purpose of heaven. That small transition is big in the kingdom of God. So when we talk about season of our lives, we can learn from what happened here. Now, this is a great prophecy. In Isaiah chapter 9, it speaks of the very thing that we read today, that hope is coming. Yeah? He says, for those who live in Galilee, Galilee of the Gentiles. Now, let me just tell you, Galilee has a significant history. And it's not a fun history. Yeah? The 8th century, it was invaded by the Assyrian emperor. So what happened? He invaded them and he took the Jews that were there and deported them in exile. And then he brought in foreigners in his kingdom and placed them to live there in Galilee. So it's called Galilee of the Gentiles. Yeah? Pagans worship. They came and they brought in their God with them. And then Isaiah, before the coming of the Messiah, he was speaking of something that is about to happen. It's about to change. Yeah? This dark history of pain that Galilee represents is about to change. Yeah? Something is about to happen. And that small transition that Christ left this location and moved to that location, that fulfills. He says, to fulfill what was promised in Isaiah. For those who dwell in darkness, they have seen the light. God's judgment on Israel, he allowed them the captivity, but they are still his people. In his compassion, he will redeem them back to himself. So that was what happened. Jesus has no followers. He just came back from 40 days in the wilderness. This is an amazing season in Jesus' life. You know, no food. Went through temptation. Stand firm. Resist the devil with the word of God. And now he's walking out of there alone. No disciples, nobody. And then he came to Galilee. And he says here, Matthew, make sure that he confirms the progress and the existence and the coming of the Messiah. He said, this is to fulfill what was written by the prophets. The light has come. Those who dwell in darkness, they have seen the light. So Jesus turned and walked in the midst of darkness. He walked in the place that has a dark history, pain and suffering. He says he came there and he preached the good news. His first ministry was in this place. Many times with things that our, as believers, that our moving, that our lives, that our season is insignificant. Let me encourage you today that your life and the purpose of God in your life, whatever plans you have, whatever changes that are coming, see the big picture. Jesus came, he preached, he healed, he did all kinds of miracles, he taught the principles of the kingdom, people were healed, he demonstrated his power over demonic forces of sickness, he demonstrated his power over the forces of nature, and this history in Galilee literally changed the history. He restored back the honor of the land. Yeah? And guess what? After his resurrection, it was in the same place that he said to his disciples, go into all the world and preach the gospel. Your season and my season as believers in Christ, when we see the big picture, it is firmly rooted, as I said before, in the purpose of God. Maybe somebody is moving here for the first time. Maybe we are relocating. I want us to see not just the physical aspect of it, the social aspect of it, but I want us to see the big picture. Maybe you are moving to some other places. I want us to see the big picture. That God's divine purpose is firmly rooted, yeah, firmly connected to your season. Like I said, when I opened the story, I was hoping that God will call us somewhere else other than Norway. But 12 years later, we look back, we see the eternal purpose of God. Do you see it in your life, in your family? Yeah? So if God is bringing changes, get excited. Because there is a big picture. Christ came. Christ pointed out to the disciple, go into the world. Even Christ in the teaching in Matthew, in the narrative, he said, you are the salt and light, all of us. That light is in us because the Spirit of God dwells in us. That wherever we go, even though we may not do what Jesus did, but we became that symbol, that message, that a word of encouragement and hope for people that we meet in this season of our lives. What's your season? Embrace that season, your change. See the big picture. That the season of your life and my life is firmly rooted in God's big purpose. In SIC, for those of you who are new, one of the statements that we proclaim here in our vision is training disciples for the next move. In these next few months, we will see movement of our people. People are leaving, people are coming. And people leave and come, people are leaving and coming into the purpose of God. Yeah? So, my encouragement for us is, have you seen the big picture in your life? Do you see the purpose of God and your life being firmly rooted in it? SIC is a family of transition. It's a community that transitions a lot. And many times it's hard because people come and people go. By the time you get to know people, they've gone again. But we've come away of the mentality of just being a transitional community in which greet and farewell people, that SIC becomes a community of growth and equipping. Yeah? We have one of our associate pastors who have moved to another location, to Oleson, you know? I'm excited because our movement and changes is this. People will recreate the same environment that we have, the environment of Christ, the environment of fellowship, the environment of community, the environment of building relationship wherever we go. So when we see people moving, we're excited. Yeah? Because God, their life and their purpose, your life and my life, that our purpose is rooted firmly. Our season and the changes that come to us is rooted firmly in God's purpose. There are those of us who will remain here for long, like our sister Diane and many others that are here. Yeah, we're local, we're firmly rooted here, living out our season, knowing your season and living it out to the max. Leaving Nazareth, Jesus went and lived in Canaan and in Capernaum, which was by the lakeside of Zebulun and Naphtali, to fulfill what was said through the prophet Isaiah. Let me just say this. You are not here by accident. So that means your life, yeah, you are a living, breathing purpose of the living God. Your movement, you're going here and going there, your workplace, whatever profession you have and career, your family, the purpose of God. We thank God for Bansi and Kay, who are visiting with us from Brazil. They are there for a reason, not just for their career, but they are there because of the purpose of God. Amen? I'm excited just thinking about it. I'm excited that we, as ordinary people, those that are redeemed and benefited by the death and the resurrection of Christ, that the Holy Spirit, we read in Ephesians, is poured out on us. We are that living purpose of God. So, whatever your situation is, like Jesus, who brought honor into a place that has a dark past and history, that he preached the message of the kingdom to those who dwell in darkness, that he reached out his hand and performed miracles and signs and wonders, as we read there in chapter 4. So are our lives. In the season of our lives that God is preparing you and I and whatever he has called you to do. Pay attention. See the big picture. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you brought us this far in the different journeys that you've taken, places that you took us from, to bring us to where we are here today and beyond. We thank you for your mighty hands orchestrating our lives, your faithfulness, your provision, your patience and your mercy over us to bring us to where we are today. And we thank you that you will continue to do that till that day. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.